Okay, right, let's have our verse now, boys and girls. It's in Luke's Gospel and chapter 23. All right. And it's verse 33. And I wonder what clever boy or girl, we haven't got as many this morning, but I wonder if there's a clever boy or girl among the ones we have who's going to read that passage for me, that verse for me. Luke's Gospel, chapter 23 and verse 33. Anyone going to read it? Oh, come on, you're my favourite. Up you get, then. You're always at this. You're an expert. Come on, right? Malefactors. That's well done. This lady always gets me of a hot spot, don't you? Right, that's good. When they were come to the place called Calvary. Now, recently, boys and girls, we have been looking up, haven't we? I mean, looking up at the sky. And we've been looking at some of the objects in the sky. We've looked at the sun, and we looked at the moon. And can anyone remember what we looked at last week? Anyone here last week, can you remember what we looked at? What was the object in the sky we looked at last week? Morning star. What's the other name for the morning star? Anyone remember what it is called normally? Venus, that's right. We're looking at some of the stars and the planets and the sun and the moon. So we're going to look at one this morning. And again, I must apologize for my artwork. I am not an artist. It takes me all my time to be a preacher. But here's the star, or the planet rather, we're going to look at this morning. It's called Jupiter. I should have folded that up a wee bit. I'm not great. There you are. It's called Jupiter. And I don't know where you'll find Jupiter in the sky because I'm not an astronomer, but I'm told that Jupiter is a very, very large planet away up in the sky. It's much, 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 much bigger than this world. I'm told it's very much bigger than this world. And it would take you a long, long time to go round Jupiter. To go right round it, you'd have to cover 86,000 miles. Going right round. So it's a very, very big planet indeed. It's a long way further off from the sun than the Earth. I'm told it is 500 million miles away from the sun. Now this makes it all very interesting. Because, boys and girls, if you were on Jupiter, Jupiter takes 12 years to go around the sun. Now we take 1 year, don't we? Roughly 365 days and so many seconds. But if you were living on Jupiter, which is such a big planet and so far away from the sun, it would take you 12 years to go around the sun. And you say, does that really matter? Well, it does, because I've got something noted here. Just let me read it to you. It would mean that if you went to school on Jupiter, you would go to school for 132 years. Imagine that. Because 1 year, you see, is worth 12 of ours. All right? So if you would go to school, if you went to school from your 5 till your 16, you would go to school for 132 years. Wouldn't that be lovely? Hands up all those who would love to go to school for 132 years. Now, I'm looking for a forest of hands going up. Not one. Not one. So if you lived in Jupiter, you'd go to school for 132 years. But here's the good news. You would have 96 week summer holidays. Hands up all who would like 96 week summer holiday. Gareth, your hand's got there. That's a bit better. We have healthy children about the place. We haven't changed all that much from when I was at school. So just imagine being at Jupiter and on Jupiter then taking 12 years to go around the sun. And of course, if that was 1 year on Jupiter, you would spend 132 years at school, but you would get 96 weeks off every summer. But the point, of course, is you wouldn't be on Jupiter because you couldn't live on it. I'm told it's a very dangerous place to be. And all these little things you see flicking across Jupiter, I'm told, they are poisonous gases. And not even the tiniest little bit of moss could grow on Jupiter. Not even the tiniest little plant. It's a very hostile planet, or as the Americans would call it, a hostile planet, Jupiter. But the amazing thing about Jupiter is something you can see, and I've drawn for you right here about the middle, and it's called the red spot. Now, this is a great spot which appears on the planet, And it was seen away back about 1612. The first people ever to see the red spot lived a long time ago. And then later on other people saw it. And then later on other people saw it again. And they started talking about this great red spot on Jupiter. What could it be, they thought. And they had lots of ideas about it. Some people thought it was a big volcano that sort of poked its nose right up above the clouds and was very high. And that was it, of course, erupting. And you could see this volcano erupting on the Earth. And lots of other ideas came about. And it's not too long ago until they discovered that the red spot is just a great big disturbance. It's like a big storm that's always going on Jupiter and never stops. And it's so big, we are told it's 30,000 miles long and it's about 7,000 miles wide. So that's a big storm, isn't it? If there is ever a big storm in your house and you think, oh, this is an awful argument we're having, just you remember the red spot on Jupiter. It's one of the biggest storms we know of. It's 30,000 miles long and it's 7,000 miles wide. At least the storms you have at home, well, they don't last for 30,000 miles, do they? They come to an end. It's a huge storm, and it's going on. And, of course, it's still a very mysterious planet. We don't know too much about it. Perhaps in the future we'll find a great deal more about it. But there I've told you one or two things. I've told you it's far away from the sun. I've told you it's very big. I've told you how long you'd need to go to school if you went to school on Jupiter and how many summer holidays you would get. And I've told you it has a great red spot. But you know, in our verse, in Luke 23, there's another red spot. In verse 33 it says, when they were come to the place which is called Calvary. That's a red spot. You see, that's the spot where Jesus shed his precious blood. When he died, blood flowed from his hands and his side and his feet, right down to the foot of that cross. And on the cross, or from the cross of Calvary, and on Calvary's place, there spread a red spot of the precious blood of the Savior. And the Bible doesn't tell us anything about the red spot in Jupiter. The Bible's not interested in Jupiter because there are no people in Jupiter. The Bible's interested in people. But the Bible tells us a lot about the red spot at Calvary, doesn't it? If you look through the Bible and you read it carefully, right through Genesis to Revelation, if you're a careful reader, you'll see something of that red spot. Sometimes it's just a little mark. Somebody has called it a little line. But then when we come to Luke 23 and 33, it becomes a great red spot. You know, it's even more important than this red spot in Jupiter. Because Jesus shed his blood on Calvary long ago, and because there's a red spot there, you and I can come to the Savior, and we can have our sins cleansed, and we can be made white and clean, and we can go to heaven. And while Jupiter is a very unpleasant place, heaven is a very pleasant place. It's specially prepared for those who've come to Jesus and who've been cleansed in his precious blood and have been made at last fit for heaven itself. So we've learned about the sun, haven't we? And we've learned about the moon. And we've learned about the morning star. And we'll soon be astronomers. We've learned about Jupiter and its great red spot, speaking to us of the precious blood of our Lord Jesus.